නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. Tonight, I would like to share with you the topic, the Dhamma powers of the Buddha. This is a attempt, in fact. No one can actually, is qualified to really expound on the Dhamma powers of the Buddha except another Buddha. Only a Buddha is qualified to praise, and not only praise, to really talk about a Buddha's qualities sufficiently. Or anyone lesser than a Buddha will not be able to praise the Buddha sufficiently, completely, because you don't know. Only a Buddha can understand the greatness of another Buddha in full, in total. People like us, we can only make certain attempt to talk about the Buddha's qualities. And to certain extent, and never sufficient. No matter how much we talk about the Buddha, we can never expound on the qualities of the Buddha sufficient. Never. So, with that qualification, I would like to make my humble attempt at explaining some that we know about the Dhamma powers of the Buddha to you, with the purpose that after knowing it, we can develop more confidence, more faith towards the Buddha. For what? So that we know what is actually possible when a human, when a being develops his potential to the highest level. That is the purpose. Other than that, when we talk about the greatness of another one, itself, by itself, is, it doesn't belong to us. No, those qualities don't belong to us. But it is worthy. It is very worthy. Once, I want to tell a story about this so that you have a rough idea why it is important that we know to some extent, even though we cannot know completely, we can know some extent of the greatness, the Dhamma powers of the Buddha. Once the Buddha talked about the past experience of great disciple of the past Buddha, if I'm not mistaken, Anumadasi Buddha or something, you can check on that. But the great disciple is Abhibhu. This, the Buddha talked about the Abhibhu once he went up to the Mount Meru and then make his voice heard. I think 10,000 world system, something like that. Very far. All over the world could hear his sound, his voice. And then the Buddha talked about his story. Then finish. Then one day later, Venerable Ananda came to the Buddha and said, wow, the Buddha is so, the great disciple of Abhibhu, so great, he could make his voice be heard so far. Then, I was thinking, but one day, I was thinking, if our Tathagata, the Buddha himself, how far can make his voice heard? How far? And then, Then the Buddha said, oh, that is only the power of a disciple, not the Buddha. The Buddha is far, far more than that. Then Vidura-ananda said, yes, can it be known? Can it be by simile explained how far the Buddha's voice could be heard? The Buddha said, oh, that is the power of a disciple. The greatness of the power of the Buddha is far, far more than that. Then, still, Vidura-ananda insists on trying to know, okay, is it possible to describe or compare or something? Okay, then the Buddha said, okay, since you really want to know, then the Buddha explained, I don't keep that in mind a lot, but something like this, when there's a sun and a moon and then the world system like that, there's one system, there's one world. Then, how many, many of such world, there's a medium. Then many, many world, and there's a big universe, something like that, Then the Buddha could make his voice heard far beyond, even beyond that. Very far. Then, Vidura-ananda was thinking, he asked a very intelligent question. How the Buddha is very great, my teacher is very great, my teacher is very great. He's so joyful. And he said, how the Buddha can, in what technique, how he make his voice heard? Then the Buddha explained, first, the Buddha would make his light shine all over, far to the end of the world, very far, as far as possible. All this world system after one was still after another, all the world system, 小千世界、中千世界、大千世界, don't ask me about this, I'm not expert in this, because I'm not interested to go into details. I know something like that, galaxies, more than galaxies, whole universe, multiverse, but I'm not people who are, I like to study this topic. I know it's very great, long, far, far away. And then, he said, I shine my light, the Buddha will shine his light all so far. After the light reaches so far, then make his voice heard. Determination, make his voice heard. Then his voice could be heard all over. Where, as far as the light can reach, far, far. And then even beyond that, the Buddha said, oh, Vidura-ananda was overjoyed. Huh? Oh, happy, oh, my teacher is so great, my teacher is so great. Huh? Then at that time, there's one monk. He's also quite intelligent, this monk, Ujjayi. Ujjayi. He's a bit smart. He said, well, your teacher is great. It's not that you are great. Why are you so happy you are about it? He has some common sense, you know. Yeah, if another one is great, you know, but it's not that you are great. Why are you so happy about it? You know? So Ujjayi was trying to pour some cold water over the head of Vidura-ananda. And then this time the Buddha said, don't say so, Ujjayi, don't say so. The faith that Vidura-ananda has towards the Tathagata, the Buddha, such a great faith, could give him be reborn as a king of heaven 7 times and king of human world 7 times. Just this faith alone, so much faith, full faith in the Buddha. Oh, so powerful. You know, in front of the Buddha himself, you know. So overjoyed. Such a joy, perfect ecstasy, I would say. Such karma could make him be reborn as a 7 times, you know, powerful enough to be reborn, make one reborn as 7 times as the king of heaven and 7 times as king in human world. That means such faith is not in vain. Such faith is very powerful merits. What the Buddha was trying to describe, you know, to show that such a faith is very powerful merit. You do a lot of dana, also not easy to be 7 times king of heaven, king of human. And that joy of Vidura-ananda was so powerful. And then the Buddha said, but anyway, for Vidura-ananda, he wouldn't be reborn anymore. This will be his last life. That is a prophecy of the Buddha. This life will be his last life. And so when Allah didn't need that kind of marriage, you want that marriage? You want to be king? Be Nibbana, attain part Nibbana better. So what we want to say is, it is the marriage when we really understand the power of the Buddha to our level best, and then with that kind of faith, you can develop great faith towards the Buddha. That's very powerful marriage. Okay? With that in mind, I want to continue today's talk. First, I will explain about some of the Buddha's power. The Buddha is also known as Dasabala, with 10 powers, Dasabala. This is one quality. First, I want to explain about this. Dasabala. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha himself declares, Dasabalaham bikave dasabalasa mannagato asabang thana patijanami. Parisasu sihanadam nadami brahma chakang pavatten temi. Monks, endowed with 10 powers, I claim the place of the chief bull, roar the lion's roar in the assemblies, and set ruling the supreme will of Dhamma. Okay, this metaphor, it's not going to say the Buddha is a bull or not. I say that it's like the, it's a chief. So in this Pali expression, when they say chief bull, it's the top of the herd, the head of the herd. Roar the lion's roar. So lion's roar in assemblies, very powerful. With these 10 powers in mind, in possession, in doubt with that, the Buddha claimed his head, roar the lion's roar, and set rolling the wheel of Dhamma with these powers. Okay? And these powers represent not only supernatural abilities, but actually refers to the various profound dimensions of the Buddha's enlightened wisdom. Okay? That's why he's a very powerful teacher. He guides us towards liberation and help us to understand his power, give us that unwavering confidence, a saddha, in the Buddha's teaching. Okay? And this is not only the mundane concept of power. This power is very wonderful in the spiritual sense. Not the mundane, it's military power, conquering other people. No. This power is a spiritual achievement. Extraordinary quote. Okay? Okay. So today, we explain these powers and then how it serves. And this understanding can help us. Okay. Eventually, we want to talk about what actually benefit, improve our spiritual world. Okay. This is the purpose of today's talk. Not only merely talk about the Buddha's greatness, but how this greatness can help us and can uplift us if we know how. Okay. In the Mahasihanada Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya, okay, the Buddha also said like that, Tathagato cha ko Sariputta. The Buddha talked to this Venerable Sariputta. Tathagato cha ko Sariputta. Arahang samma sambuddho chatari vesarajani patijanati. Yehi vesarajehi samanagato tathagato asabang thanang patijanati. Parisasu siyanadang nadati brahma chakang pavatteti. What does it mean? It means, the Buddha said, the Tathagata refers to the Buddha himself. When the Buddha refers to himself, he always refers to Tathagata. The Tathagata, Sariputta, being an arahant, fully enlightened one, claims the four kinds of intrepidity, four kinds of fearlessness. Intrepidity means fearlessness, bravery. Four kinds of intrepidity. And by this, he claims the place of the chief bull, roars his lion's roar in the assembly, and set rolling the supreme will of Dhamma. Four kinds of intrepidity is also refers to four kinds of confidence. fearless 自己的 confidence, four kinds.、Okay? This intrepidity or fearlessness comes from the Buddha's complete understanding of reality, his perfect wisdom, and his unparalleled compassion. Okay? Okay, yeah? So, what are these four? Okay? What are these four?、These four is this. First,the fearlessness of confidence in perfect enlightenment. The Buddha said like that. The Buddha said in Anguttara Nikaya, I see no ground on which any recluse, Brahmin, Deva, Mara, Brahma, or anyone at all in the world could, in accordance with the Dhamma, accuse me. That means could correctly accuse me. Though you claim to be fully enlightened, you are not fully enlightened.In regard to certain things. Okay. Seeing no such ground, there's no such possibility. No, I dwell secure, fearless, and assured. Okay. This is the first confidence of the Buddha. Fearlessness. The first fearlessness is, he's really, really enlightened. There's no such thing that he is lack of enlightenment or in anything. That's the confidence of the Buddha. The second,confidence in the destruction of defilements. Okay. So the Buddha said, I see no ground on which anyone could correctly, according to Dhamma, accuse me so thus. Though you claim that your taints are destroyed, your imperfection, asawa, your taints are destroyed. These taints are not destroyed in you. Seeing no such ground, ideal, secure, fearless, and assured. Then the Buddha is actually destroy all the taints, all the impurities. So, he confidently said that there's no such thing that he has any leftover in his mind that is not destroyed. No. So this is a second confidence. First is about enlightenment. Second is about the taints perfectly conquered. Okay? Third, confidence in identifying obstacles. I see no ground on which anyone, okay, so and so lah,according to Dhamma, confidently, could accuse me thus. Those things called obstruction by you are not able to obstruct one who engages in them. See no such ground. I dwell secure, fearless, and assured. Now, this I want to explain a little bit. This is very powerful. What the Buddha in another sutta also said, whatever the Buddha declared to be a hindrance cannot be otherwise.If the Buddha declared this a hindrance, this must be a hindrance. Today, we see some people they got misguided, unfortunately. They claim, oh, if you are enlightened, you're empty already, then anything you can do. You can kill, no harm. You can commit whatever misconduct, no harm, sexual misconduct or whatever, stealing, lying. No problem. This is becauseenlightened person, highly enlightened, no problem can do. The Buddha said this is not possible. Because what he declared, this is obstacle, it obstruct. You cannot say this obstacle doesn't obstruct anybody. This is exception, that's exception. No. No exception. This is the confidence of the Buddha. Okay? Whatever the Buddha declared to be obstacle, it must obstruct.If you don't want to be obstruct, then you have to conquer this obstacle. But there's no way you can indulge in the obstacle and then still it doesn't obstruct you. There's no such thing. Very powerful. It's very powerful declaration. And today we can see people fall into problem when they don't understand this part of the Dhamma. So the first is about enlightenment. Second is about overcoming destruction of the taints.Third is the, whatever the Buddha, the confidence, declared to be obstacle must be obstacle. Then the fourth, confidence in the path to liberation, the method. Okay? I see no ground on which anyone, including Brahma, Mara, whoever, could, according to Dhamma, accuse me thus. The Dhamma you teach does not lead one who practices it to the complete destruction of suffering. Seeing no such ground, I dwell secure,fearless and assured. He knows perfectly sure that whatever the Buddha teaches, taught to us, sure leads to destruction of, complete destruction of suffering. Yeah. This is confident. No one can accuse the Buddha. No. What you teach doesn't lead to complete destruction of suffering. No one can accuse the Buddha like that. Can rightly, according to Dhamma, according to natural law, accuse the Buddha like that. No one can do that. Because whatever the Buddha declared, that this is a path leading to the cessation of suffering, it must be so and cannot be otherwise. And today, how many miserable, misguided people, they accuse the Buddha of this. That's a pity. So this is the confidence of the Buddha. Okay? Then let's come back to this. What is the power? Bala. The Buddha, the word bala in Pali, powers. What does it mean? In the Buddhist context, we are talking about the 10 powers of the Buddha. This is explained in the Kudaka Nikaya in the Patisambhida Magga text. Power is described as asalinatang balang, kilesanang sahatata balang, visadatta balang, pativeda lakhanang balang. What does it mean? It means, powers means non-shrinking. Not shrinking. Power means crushing defilements. Conquering defilements. Crushing. Crushing defilements. Crushing your greed, anger, delusion. Powers means non-shrinking. Power means crushing defilements. Power means purification. Power means characteristic of penetration. Or realization. Penetration, realization. This is what we mean by power. Not the mundane perspective definition of power. When the Buddha used power, bala, it refers to these four things. Non-shrinking, not weakening. Not means crushing defilement, the power, crushing the thing that causes you suffering. It means purification. This is the power. And then penetration into the realities. Characteristic of penetration. This is power. It's not about controlling other people. Power is the internal transformation and complete eradication of mental defilements. This is power. Not about killing other people, killing enemies. No. This is not mentioned. When the Buddha mentioned power, the Buddha refers to internal transformation. Complete eradication of causes of suffering. Okay, so we must distinguish from mundane psychic power, Iddhis. Now, when we say bala is bala, Iddhis is different. Iddhis, you can go through the wall, this Iddhis. So you can fly in the air, this Iddhis. This is also a kind of power. But when the Buddha refers to power, it has a higher meaning that actually conquer our causes of suffering. Okay? No doubt the Buddha has Iddhis. The Buddha also has psychic powers. Not that the Buddha didn't have, but it's not the most essential, the most fundamental aspect of it. Okay? In the Digha Nikaya, Kevata Sutta, the Buddha explicitly warns against showing power, displaying power. Not that the Buddha has used the power, psychic power, not to display. Display and using are two different things. Look at what the Kevata Sutta, what the Buddha said. Pasami ko aham kevata. Iddhi pati hariye adinawam. Ati ko kevata. Iddhi pati hariyam. Yang ariya sawako diswa ewang wakati. Ayang gandari nama wija. Ayang maniko nama wijati. What does it mean? I see danger in the demonstration of psychic power. Kevata. When an educated noble disciple sees it, they might think this is the Gandhari charm or the Manika charm. Okay? So, some people will think this is charm, like David Copperfield show certain things. But David Copperfield show one, sometimes is a bit scientific. He used scientific ways of doing it. Some charm, sometimes they use mantra, certain charm. But what the Buddha say, the real psychic power is not like that. It's out of the purity of the mind. But in order not to give people this kind of wrong understanding, so demonstration to show psychic power out of the pride is no good. But doesn't mean you cannot use. You save a lot of etiquette if you have these EDs. I save that. Okay, so let's continue. Instead, the Buddha emphasized the miracle of instruction. Anusasani Patihariya. The Buddha said, this is a miracle. Not the external miracle. The miracle of instruction, the Dhamma. Anusasani Patihariya. As the most valuable of all powers, the ability to guide beings towards liberation through teaching the Dhamma. One day I asked Siado Kumara Biwangsa, I said, Siado, will you develop psychic power? How long will you develop that? He said, if you develop also not easy to maintain. If you need to stay in the forest, easier to maintain. But you come out, teaching, you deal with people, not easy. But in fact, Siado Kumara Biwangsa, he care more about this power. Anusasani Patihariya. The miracle of teaching people, because it changed people's life. Instead of getting ruined, falling into wufu realms, when a person gets the Dhamma teaching, he can transform his life. So this is more valuable. But please get the balanced views. Don't go and attack, psychic power is no good. That is also bad karma. Don't do that. Not that psychic power is no good, it's good. It's safe for ethical, something very helpful, in teaching. If you have certain ability, but make sure it is real. I see a lot of fake abilities. But if it is a real one, really, but not for demonstration, not for showing off, but really good, it is also helpful. Very beneficial. Xiaoji actually told me, Mahathera also, Aryadhamma Mahathera also told me, this is powerful, this is good. Actually, they praise, not to say psychic power is no good. So don't get a mistaken view. Get the right view. Just that showing off out of pride for worldly gains, those are not a good approach like that only. But the more worthy is actually true la. Anusasani Patihariya. Miracle of instruction. Okay? Okay, and this power comes because of his enlightenment. When the Buddha attained enlightenment, literally because he mastered all these elements, so he had all these unparalleled ability. And this helped him to guide other beings based on their individual needs and capacities. So this power is a part of his enlightenment, not separate from his enlightenment. In the Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha explained in the Mahavacchagota Sutta, Siyatapi vacca agi saupadano jalati. No anupadano eva meva kwaham vacca saupadano idima no anupadano. Just as a fire burns with fuel, not without fuel. So I say that I possess psychic power with fuel, not without fuel. What is the fuel? Fuel refers to the causes and conditions that make such power possible. The Buddha's complete purification of mind and his perfect wisdom. Because of the, they are not arbitrarily, not magical. Magical means David Copperfield one, that one is magical. Or people using mantra, that's also magical. But this is not. This is with fuel. There are certain power people display. That's without fuel. They don't have this purity. They don't have this mind power. They use science, they use tactic, use certain camouflage way, to disguise certain phenomena. So that you think, here's a power, but there's not psychic power. But the Buddha's psychic power is with fuel. Because with the causes of purity, the causes of mental qualities. Okay? That is the meaning. Okay? But when the Buddha used this power or exercised this power, the Buddha exercised it correctly. Not in the worldly self-aggrandizement or entertainment. No, not like that. But for good, without a sense of self. இந்த திகாணிக்காயா பிரம்மா ஜலசுத்தா புரசேலத சந்தி விகவே ஏகே சமண பிரமண இதி பதிஹாரேயம் கரத்தா தே ஏவாங் அஹம்சு அம்ஹாக்கம் இடம் இதி பதிஹாரேயம் ந அந்யசன் அசந்தி ததகதோச்ச கோ விகவே இதி பதிஹாரேயம் பி கரோதி நச்ச தேன மன்யதி. There are some ascetics and Brahmins who perform miracles. They say, this miracle is ours, not others. The Tathagata monks can perform miracles, but does not conceive himself thereby. The Buddha then say, oh, this is my psychic power, my power, not like that. They're just power. The Buddha's power always directed towards a single purpose, the liberation of beings from suffering. See? It's not for display, but for the liberation of beings from suffering. They were tools for teaching, not for display. This understanding is crucial as we explore the further powers of the Buddha. Okay, Dasabala, 10 powers. And talking about the Dasabala, there's a, Mahasihanada Sutta, and also the Dasabala Sutta, the Buddha mentioned, about these qualities with his mastery. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha declares, Dasabalahang bikawe, dasabala samma nagato asabang thanang patijanami, parisasu sihanadang nadami, brahma cakang pawat temi. Monks, endowed with the 10 powers and the 4 grounds of self-confidence, the Tathagata claims the place of the chief bull, draws his lion's roar in the assemblies, and set rolling the supreme wheel of Dhamma. Okay, it is similar with the previous one. It talks about the 4 grounds of self-confidence. So, that's how we mentioned just now, 4 grounds of confidence. Now we come to the 10 powers of the Buddha. The first is Tathana Jnana. Actually, it is a combination of 2 words, Tana and Atana. Tana, possible. Atana, impossible. Tana, Atana, Jnana. Knowledge of the possible and impossible. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha said, Ida vikave tathagato thananca thanato athananca athanato yathabhutang pajanati. Here, monks, the tathagata understand it as it actually is. What is possible as possible? What is impossible as impossible? Okay? Thananja thanato, athananja athanato. Okay? Possible as possible, impossible as impossible. The Buddha knows it as it actually is. Yathabhutam pajanati. Yathabhutam means not created by yourself. It is, Chinese means rules. If it is like that, it is like that. Naturally. Okay? Pajanati. Penetrate, understand it as such. The Buddha knows, for example, that it is impossible for a person who has attained right view to consider any conditioned phenomena as permanent, satisfactory, or self. Not possible. If you have a right view, you know all phenomena, that conditioned phenomena arise and pass away. They are impermanent. And because of impermanent, the oppression of that nature is unsatisfactory. And there's no self in between in the process. Okay? So the right view is like that. Okay. So it's impossible for people who have such a right view to consider any conditioned phenomena as permanent, satisfactory or self. This is impossible. He knows it is impossible for someone who has become a stream enterer, sotapan, to be reborn more than 7 times. Not possible. That's not possible. He knows what action can lead to what result and what is simply not possible within the laws of nature. Okay? This knowledge is not theory, but direct perception of the causal relationship that govern all phenomena. Okay? It allows the Buddha to teach with absolute certainty about the path to liberation and its fruits. This is very, very important. Very, very important. Nowadays, sometimes we hear all kinds of fallacies teaching. say this can lead to what? You know? All kinds of practice, wrong practice. Because, and then sometimes they practice, they pray so much, they worship so much, and then their life cannot be changed. They don't get the real life security. Why? Because they work on the impossible. You know? You work on the impossible. Then how? You want to purify, no one can purify another. No matter how much you work hard, you purify, you want your child, your children to attain enlightenment because of your meditation. Not possible. Okay? So things are like that. So when the Buddha realized what is possible as possible, impossible as impossible, he could teach correctly and guide correctly. Because he teaches to work on what is possible to achieve, to get out of suffering. Okay? Then the second power is a kind of knowledge also. Kama vipaka jnana. Knowledge of the results of action. Okay? In the Chula Kama Vibhanga Sutta, in the Majjhima Nikaya, Sutta number 135, the Buddha said like that. Kama sakka manava, satta kamma dayada, kamma yoni, kamma bandhu, kamma pati sarna. Kammang sate vibhajati, yadidang, hina panita tayati. Beings are owners of their actions, as of their actions. They originate from their actions, are bound to their actions, have their actions as their refuge. It is action that distinguishes being as inferior or superior. That means beings are not the same. Sometimes people want to say, all beings are the same. No, not really the same. Same in terms of how the natural law works on them is the same. But they are distinguished based on their action. What action? Thought, speech, and physical action. These three, it generates karma. And because of this karma, it will produce, when it ripens, if it doesn't ripen yet, you don't see the result. But when it ripens, you see the result. Vipaka. So this knowledge the Buddha has, this is the power. In fact, when we talk about sometimes in Dharma Earth, when we talk about Dharma leadership, we also exercise this. This is a power. Okay? If we understand cause and effect, it gives you even leadership power. Because you know what are the causes. You see, when we talk about leadership, we are talking about we want to achieve, bring everyone to achieve certain purpose. So if you know the cause and effect, you want this result, you work on these causes. Then you achieve your result. So this knowledge is a power, very wonderful. In all aspects of our life, spiritual aspect or mundane aspect, worldly aspect. Okay? So this knowledge enables the Buddha to guide beings according to their karmic tendencies and potentials, offering teachings that are precisely suited for their spiritual development. Okay, this is also, but this involves another power also. Later we'll talk about it. Then the third power, sabbatha gamini patipada jnana, knowledge of the path leading to all the destination. To all destination. Especially the destination of liberation. Knowledge of the path leading to all destination, sabbata, gamini patipada jnana. But in this aspect, the Buddha highlight towards the destination of the liberation, especially. In the Majjhima Nikaya Sutta 149, Mahasalaya Tanika Sutta, the Buddha said, Ayang koso bikawe arya tangiko mago siatidang sama diti sama sangkapo sama wacha sama kamanto sama ajiwo sama wayamo sama sati sama samadi. This monks is the noble eightfold path, namely right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. In fact, this power sometimes you can use in other aspects also, but we mainly use it for liberation. But actually, this power, this path, eight noble eightfold path, can actually help us in many ways. But mostly, when we explain, we always explain the ways leading to the liberation. The Buddha knows which practices lead to rebirth in the human realm, which leads to heavenly realm, which leads to lower realm, and most importantly, which leads to complete liberation. He understands not only his own teaching, but all spiritual paths that existed during his time, knowing precisely what result they could produce. Including once, there's one ascetic practice, a practitioner who followed the cow practice, and another one followed the dog practice. The cow practice, they live like a cow, walk with four legs, hands, walk like that, and eating the grass. And then the dog one, barking, talking like that, eating also not with hands, eating with the mouth like that, eating on the ground. They think this will lead to good, higher life. He came to the Buddha, asked, where will I be reborn? At first, the Buddha didn't want to say. Eventually, after a lot of requests, the Buddha said, okay, I'll tell you. Both karmas go to, they go to hell because of serious wrong view. So the Buddha could understand. You practice, I did, where you will end up? They didn't know. So they practiced very hard for, I think, 20 years or many years. Practice. Can you practice like a dog? 20 years? Is it easy? Very difficult. So these people are very tough. Very, very tough, very devoted, but wrong view. So no matter you make a lot of effort, you are very effortful, but if you don't know the methodology, all your efforts can lead you worse result. So that's, and the Buddha has this knowledge. So the Buddha could understand, could answer their question. This dog practitioner, where will be reborn? Oh, hell. This cow practitioner, where will be reborn? Also, going down to four realms. So this knowledge, very wonderful, the Buddha's knowledge. Number four, Nana Dhatu Jnana, knowledge of the world with its many elements. The world. The Buddha knows, Loka Vidu, but he knows elements. When the Buddha has a quality, knower of the world. The physical world, the elements world, the Sankara, and then the nature of beings world. Loka Vidu. Three aspects, the Buddha knows the world. The world of physicality, physical world, the worlds of elements, and the world of beings. So this is the knowledge of the world with its many elements. What elements? For example, in the Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya 140, the Buddha said, Cha Dhatu Yo, Patavi Dhatu, Apo Dhatu, Tejo Dhatu, Vayo Dhatu, Akasa Dhatu, Vijnana Dhatu. So all aspects. All as a physical. Six elements. Earth element, fire element, water element, fire element, wind element, akasaradu, space element. These cover almost everything already, physical. And vinyana ratu, consciousness element. So, all namarupa involved. All namarupa involved. The world. So this knowledge extends beyond physical elements to include the 18 elements of sense spheres. The six sense organs, six sense of objects, and six types of consciousness, as well as countless other classification of phenomena. The Buddha understands how these elements interact, how they arise and cease, and how attachment to them leads to suffering. This power enables the Buddha to teach Dhamma using various frameworks and classification that are most appropriate for different audiences and contexts. This is very helpful. So this, all this power you notice, they always empower the Buddha to help beings. Not develop power just for show, for nothing, for own greatness, no. The Buddha cultivated this power long all throughout his Bodhisattva journey. And when he accomplished in that, these power are meant for a practical, useful purpose. For us, to help us to achieve liberation, guide us. Then the fifth power of the Buddha, Nana Dimuttika Jnana, knowledge of the different inclination of beings. This is very powerful, More than ordinary mind reading. But not only more than that. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha explained, Nana Dimuttikancha Satanam Nana Dimuttikantatkatancha Yathabhutam Pajanati. He understands as they actually are, the different inclination of beings and the diversity in their inclination. Okay, all everything about your mind, nature. For example, some people are naturally inclined towards faith, others towards wisdom, towards energy, towards concentration or generosity. Some have strong tendency towards anger, others towards greed and delusion, or pride, or etc. The Buddha sees this inclination clearly and knows how to teach each person accordingly. Okay, And then the sixth quality. Just now the quality very helpful for teaching. Now the sixth power. Indriya paro pariyata jnana. Knowledge of the faculties of beings. Inclination is one thing, faculties is another. But in this, they come together. The sixth power is the Buddha's understanding of the spiritual faculties of beings. How developed or undeveloped they are in faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. In the Indriya Bhavana Sutta, the Buddha discusses these faculties. Panchimani Ananda Indriyani. Katamani Pancha. Satindriyam Virindriyam Satindriyam Samanindriyam Panindriyam. These are five faculties, Ananda. What five? The faculties of faith, the faculties of energy, the faculties of mindfulness, the faculty of concentration, and faculties of wisdom. Okay? These five faculties is also known as five powers. Pancha Balani. Also known as five powers. When it becomes very strong, it becomes powers. This is in the 37 requisites of enlightenment. Bodhipakya Dhamma. Okay, this also help him to know whether the this person's mind is balanced or imbalanced, whatever, the Buddha know exactly. This quality the Buddha exercise very, very well. Once there's a monk come from very delicate upbringing background. So, to how delicate was this monk? I think it's Soma or Sona. His soul, so that the part of the feet, usually no hair, right? Then to that extent, so delicate, he got hair in his soul. In his soul. But when he became monk, he practiced very diligently. Up, down, whole night, until bleeding. Until his soul, bleeding. And yet not enlightened. But the Buddha was very clearly knowing this, his mind, his faculties not balanced. The Buddha came and talked to him. And told him, monk, you know how to play the kind of musical instrument, like guitar, the ancient one, with a lot of string, something, the ancient guitar, I call it that way, I don't know how to call it, flute, something, So, musical instrument. Then the Buddha asked him, if the string is very tight, what will happen? Or you're broken. It cannot, the moment you touch it, but if it's too loose, what happened? Too loose, you cannot play out the music. Then the Buddha said, in the same way. Because in his lay time, he was very good in that, playing the musical instrument. So the Buddha knew, he's an expert in that. So using that example, he could understand very quickly. Majjhima Patipada, middle way. Don't overexert and don't underutilize your energy. Don't be lazy. Middle way. Just nice. Balance faculties. Then you can progress. After that, he practiced well in a balanced way and attained arhanship. So this is the power of the Buddha and understanding the spiritual faculties. There are a lot of examples that Buddha teach using this power. A lot of examples, including some people who used to be a goldsmith all the time for 500 years. So he asked the Venerable Sariputta, asked him to practice the impurities. He couldn't. He got, he didn't like. So couldn't attain any concentration. So when he came to the Buddha, Buddha said, today I can make chim. Today you will see he attained arhanship. Now what the Buddha did? Buddha created the golden and very beautiful lotus, And for him, oh, so when this goes to me, oh, this lotus is so beautiful. So beautiful. Because goes to me, they like beautiful things. Then focus, and then all concentrate came. He came back to him. Then the Buddha using the psychic power to make it, the flower deteriorate. And when he deteriorate, then he realized that impermanent. And then from there, of course, these people with parami, not so simple, they see the ultimate realities and eventually attain arahantship. So this is the power of the Buddha in teaching. So the Buddha could understand all beings perfectly. He's a perfect teacher, best teacher in the world. Number 7, jana vimokkha samadhi samapatti jnana, knowledge of the attainments of concentration and liberation. The 7th power of the Buddha is complete understanding of all meditative states, all possible meditative states, from the primary stage of concentration to the highest liberation. Okay, in the Mahasalayatanika Sutta, the Buddha described this knowledge. Tassa evam janato evam passato kamma savapi cittang vimucchati. Bhava sakvapi cittang vimucchati. Avijja savapi cittang vimucchati. When one knows and sees thus, the mind is liberated from the taints of sensual desire, from the taints of existence, and from the taints of ignorance. He can see that the mind, how the mind, that's why the Buddha very precisely how the mind is like that, all stages, all level of attainment. All forms of concentration, all 4 fine material jhana, all 4 immaterial attainments, the cessation of perception of and feeling, not Nirodha Samapatti, the various stages of liberation. He knows how to enter these states, how to emerge from them, and how they relate to the path of liberation. This knowledge enables the Buddha to guide meditators with precision, with very much precision. Help them to navigate the complex territory of meditation practice without getting lost or sidetracked. Number 8, Pubbeniwasa Nusati Jnana, knowledge of the recollection of past lives. The 8th power is the Buddha's ability to recollect his own past lives and those of other beings. In the Baya Bhairava Sutta, in Majjhima Nikaya, the 4th Sutta, the Buddha described this knowledge. So aneka vihitam bube niwasam anusarami seyatidam ekampi jating dwepi jatiyo tisopi jatiyo satampi jating sahasam pi jating satta sahasam pi jating anekepi sangvatak kape anekepi Vivata kape anekepi sangvata vivata kape. I recollect my manifold past lives. That is 1 birth, 2 birth, 3 birth, up to 100th birth, 1,000 birth, 100,000 birth, many eons of world contraction, many eons of world expansion, many eons of world contraction and expansion. You could recollect to that extent. This knowledge gives the Buddha a vast perspective on the cycle of rebirth and the long journey of beings through samsara. It allows him to draw on countless examples of the past to illustrate his teaching and to understand the long-term patterns of karma and its result. Remember? Whenever sometimes the monks have some trouble, the Buddha could talk about Jataka story in the past because your relationship like that, because of that, he could go through a long, long time, himself and other people's past life. And knowing the past causes, he could know how you can deal with your life better. You see, even today, scientists or even, because of understanding the past mistakes, science or technicians, knowing that they learn from past mistakes, in order to avoid, to produce better product or whatever, So past is helpful as a knowledge, as an experience. But how much past experience you have? Depends on how much you remember. And when the Buddha remember a lot, then he is actually the most experienced people. Most people, they forget. They forget about the experience. So, no matter how much pain they suffer before, they forget. And then they repeat the mistake again and again. And this knowledge is very helpful for that. To avoid that mistakes. Because you become a person has a great store of life experience. If you have this knowledge. So, is this knowledge very useful? And number 9. Chutu papata jnana. Knowledge of the passing away and rebirth of beings. This with divine eye. This is a bit different. Seeing the past life is one thing. This is using divine eye power. You're reborn where? Reborn where? Like that. Passing away and being reborn according to the karma. Same in the Baya Bhairava Sutta Majjhima Nikaya 4, the Buddha explains. So dibena chakuna visuddena atikanta manusakena sate pasami. Chawa mane upapajamane gine panite suwane dubane sugate dugate yatha kamupage sate pajanami. With the divine eye, which is purified and surpasses the human, I see beings passing away and reappearing, inferior and superior, fair and ugly, fortunate and unfortunate, and understand how beings pass on according to their actions, according to karma. This is very powerful. This is also knowledge very powerful. See the cycle, how until enlightenment, is how one reborn in from one life to another life. Like based on what kind of action, what kind of specific result. It's not a very useful. And then number 10. Asava kaya jnana. Knowledge of the destruction of the things. This is arahantship knowledge. The 10th and culminating power is the Buddhist knowledge of the complete destruction of all mental defilements. This is attainment of arahantship. You get this knowledge. Arata knowledge. So evang samahite chitte parisuddhe paryodate annangane vigatu pakkilese mudu bhute kamaniye chitte anenjat patte asavam asavanam khaya jnanaya chittang abhininamesing. So idang dukkanti yathabhutang abhanyasi. Ayang dukkha samudayoti yathabhutang abhanyasi. Ayang dukkha nirodoti yathabhutang abhanyasi. Ayang dukkha niroda gamini patipadati yathabhutang abhanyasi. When my concentrated mind was thus purified, bright, unblemished, rid of imperfection, moldable, wieldy, steady, and attained to imperturbability, I directed it to knowledge of the destruction of things. I directly knew as it actually is. This is suffering. I directly knew as it actually is. This is the origin of suffering. I directly knew as it actually is. This is the cessation of suffering. I directly knew as it actually is. This is the way leading to the cessation of suffering. Now, this is very powerful. Okay? This knowledge represents the Buddha's complete liberation from all forms of suffering and the fulfillment of his enlightenment. It is a direct realization of Four Noble Truths and the eradication of the three taints of sensual desire, existence, and ignorance. Okay? So this is why, this 10 power show why the Buddha is our spiritual guide and so powerful. They are not separate power, they are the power related to his perfect enlightenment. He gives confidence, perfect confidence, and to guide beings without mistake towards liberation. This confidence, sometimes also, Venerable Sariputta also shares some of this confidence. Sampada, in the Sampadasa Daniya Sutta, Venerable Sariputta shows his confidence in the Buddha. Na chahang bhante bhagavato saddhamato apicha maya nyatang ditang viditang sachi katancha. I do not have mere faith in the Blessed One about this. I know it, I've seen it, I've understood it, I've realized it. Especially about the Four Noble Truth. Because Venerable Sariputta also arahan. He also have this Four Noble Truth. So because of that, he's not only mere faith. He said his confidence of the Buddha is he know the Buddha actually have these qualities. Actually see that the Buddha have these qualities. Understood and realized. So we can also develop such confidence of the Buddha. Up to the level you can be like the Venerable Sariputta. Like that. That's why the Buddha manifests a profound wisdom in the Dharma. So this is power. We can also see another aspect of the Buddha's power. We look at in our chanting book. What page? There are 37 jnana. There's 73 jnana. Not 37, 73. Mistake, sorry. So let's look at in the chanting book, the jnana. Tesatati jnanani. 73 types of knowledge. If you are interested to know about the Buddha's power, all this knowledge of power, including what? Including psychic powers. This knowledge also, psychic power actually is a kind of knowledge. It's a kind of knowledge. Because without that knowledge, you cannot exercise that psychic power. The knowledge about the nature, about elements. Okay. So these are a lot of powers of the Buddha. You may also see number 50. There are a lot of knowledge. We just got this 1-3 page chanting book 1-3-4. Knowledge number 50. Kayampi cittampi eka vavathanatta sukha sanyanja lahu sanyanja adithana vasena ijanate panya idivide jnana. The wisdom gained by the willpower of defining body and mind as one and of steadying the perception of bliss and lightness is knowledge of the kinds of psychic powers. Idi. Vitaka vipara vasena nandate katta sadda nimitana pareo gahane panya sota datu visuddhi jnana. The wisdom gained by comprehending sound sign, okay, here, in their diversity and unity through the expansion of applied thoughts is knowledge of the purification of the ear element. Sometimes we also translate as divine ear. You can hear sound from far. All this. Tinana chitana viparata indrayana pasada vasena nanate katta vinye. Nanate kata vinyana charya paryogahane panya cheto parya jnana. The wisdom gained by penetrating the behavior of consciousness in its diversity, the behavior of others consciousness in its diversity and unity through the sensitivity seen in the six physical faculties of their eyes, etc., due to the expansion of the three types of their mind is the knowledge of the penetration of others' mind. My reading, okay? This is my reading. Not my guessing, my reading. And then, Pachaya pavatana dhammana nanate katta kama vipara vasena paragahane panya pubeniwasa nusati jnana. This is similar with one of the 10 powers. The wisdom gained by penetrating conditionally occurring phenomena through the expansion of karma in its diversity and unity is the knowledge of the recollection of past life. And then, obasa vasena nanate kata rupa nimitana dasanate panya dibajaku jnana. The wisdom gained by seeing signs of visible objects in the diversity and unity by means of illumination is knowledge of the divine eye. Okay, yeah, you can see, you can see all the world and you can see beyond the wall, whatever, anything. No obstacle. This is the eye. Then, chatu satiya akarehi tinana indrana wasi bawata panya asawana kaya jnana. The wisdom gained by the mastery of the three supramundane faculties in 64 aspects is knowledge of the exhaustion of mental cankers, i.e. the path of arahantship. Okay? This also included in the 10 powers. So we look at it, all the six from 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. All these six is actually also known as six abhinya. Cha abhinya. Six psychic powers. This psychic power actually, Liu Shen Tong, six psychic power, is actually a kind of knowledge. Actually, it's a kind of knowledge. Okay. And then, A lot, huh? All, you, if you're interested, you can see, huh? But all this, most of this knowledge can be shared by, can be shared by disciples. Also, the Arahant also may have these powers, 67, up to 67. All these are shared by disciples. Okay? But there are six powers only owned by the Buddha. Indriya, Paro, Pariyate, Jnana. The knowledge of penetration of other faculty. This is one of the Dasabhala, one of the 10 powers. Satana Anusanue, Asatana Asaya Nusaye Jnana. The knowledge of the inclination of hidden tendencies of in beings. This is also given in the 10 powers. It's the same. Yamaka Patihariye Jnana. The knowledge of performing the 3 miracles. This is not given in the 10 powers. But it is one of the knowledge only the Buddha has, which he can emit fire and water interchangeably. For example, eyes, here fire, here water. All very complicated, like very fast. This is very powerful knowledge. One of our disciples practice the Paccayaparigraha Jnana, dependent origination. She saw her past lives. And then, in one of the past lives, she was actually witnessed as a deva, I think as a deva, witnessed the Buddha exercising this power. So far, I've heard two or three persons told me they actually recollect witnessing the Buddha exercising this three miracle. Very fantastic, yeah. In the walkway, in the sky, the jewel walkway, and then walking to and fro, showing this very grand power. All the Buddha will exercise this because this is only unique to the Buddha. No other people can exercise this psychic power. Okay? This knowledge is a unique knowledge. Yamaka Patihariye Jnanam. Mahakaruna Samapatiya Jnanam. The knowledge of the attainment of the great compassion. This is wonderful. Not only compassion, it's not only feeling. It's a kind of knowledge. To the extent when he exercised this, anyone need his help, and the time is ripened for him to help, he could know it. This is a very powerful knowledge. And then Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. Then Anavarana Jnana, unobstructed knowledge. So all these 68 to 73, this knowledge only the Buddha can possess this knowledge. Why? Because the Buddha trained this long ago as throughout his Bodhisattva journey in order to be more efficient and capable in helping beings. So this is the power of the Buddha. What else? According to the Buddha say, if you want to talk about the Buddha's qualities and virtues and powers, can talk a long, long time. And not for us to say. If only the Buddha has the power to talk about the Buddha's qualities. Then if you want to know more about the Buddha's qualities, the beautiful stories, Jayamangalagatha. If you read the Jayamangalagatha, there are stories, eight stories. Now I don't think we have time. I don't want to talk too long. But anyway, in this Jayamangalagatha is also given in our Pali chanting book. You can read. The Buddha talk about. They chant very beautifully in Sri Lanka. But a bit questionable. Some people think it's a bit singing, but not really. They start Bahum Saha Sama Bini like that. Very beautifully they chant. So we in the 8 stories, when the Buddha exercised wonderful power to conquer, to overcome difficulties. The first story is about the Buddha's victory over the Mara, the personification of temptation and death, who attempted to prevent the Buddha's enlightenment. The Buddha conquered not through force, but through perfection of generosity. You see the Buddha image, I see? His hands pointing to the ground. Actually, at that time, not yet Buddha. At that time, he was on his path towards the Buddhahood. But okay, lah, we say take, now we take the image as Buddha. Huh? But in history, what did actually happen? At that time, he was on his path towards liberation. And then the Mara tried to shake him, tried to chase him away, with all kind of weapons attacking the Buddha. But the Buddha declared, I own this throne, this sitting position for enlightenment because of all the Dana Parami. Because of that, with this power, the great earth has witnessed how the Buddha perfects his Parami. Sometimes even donation of eyes, body, life, everything. So he deserved that, and no one can shake because his merit was so powerful. When the merit ripened, no one can deprive him of the result of his merit. So the Buddha using invoked the power of his Dana Parami. Very wonderful, huh? So the story is, through generosity and other perfection. The first story. The second story is about the Alawaka. Alawaka is a yaka. He tried to chase the Buddha away. But the Buddha was very powerful. The Buddha could see. He could see, he could tame this yaka with his patience. And of course with other powers as well. Today we don't have time to go through one after one story after another. Then the third story is about the Nalagiri, the elephant, was put to drunk, intoxicated, and after that pushed him towards the Buddha. Then he rushed towards the Buddha using the Buddha knowing his mind, and then spread the loving kindness towards him. And then when he came to the Buddha, he kneeled down, and then using the trunk, to rub the Buddha's feet and take the dust, throw on his head. His head, very wonderful. Then the fourth story is about, so the first is Dana power, second is the patience power, but using knowledge. Then the third is the loving kindness power, then the fourth is the psychic, the Angulimala power, using the psychic. If you want to see, you can see our chanting, Pali chanting book, the gatha. Wait, let me see. You can find this if you are chanting book. If you are free, you can read up. Page 128. The first is Dana Ari Dhamma Vidina Jitawa Munindo. Second, Kanti Sudanta Vidina Jitawa Munindo. Third is Metta Bhusika Vidina Jitawa Munindo. The fourth is Idi Bisankata Mano Jitawa Munindo. At that time, Angulimala was, Angulimala, sorry? He killed 999 people. Very fierce, very powerful. The last time he almost wanted to kill his mother, the Buddha came, and he chased after the Buddha. Then the Buddha using psychic power to make him unable to catch up with the Buddha. But the Buddha was like walking slowly, not moving. The psychic power is like making him run about. Then he say, "Mang, stop, stop. She's chasing after you. You're tired already. Stop, Mang, stop." Told the Buddha to stop. Then the Buddha say, "I have stopped. You have not stopped." Then he was puzzled. Then he came to ask the Buddha, I have stopped to ask you this question. I have stopped already. But you say, I have not stopped. And you still walking and you say you have stopped. What does it mean? Now, these intelligent people like that, if he's a foolish people, will attack, you are lying. You attack. No, the Buddha didn't refer to that. The Buddha said, I have stopped killing, harming beings. You are still harming and killing beings. So you have not stopped your evil. I have stopped all evil. Then the Buddha won his heart over and he bowed down, and then eventually brought the Buddha, brought him to arhanship. So this is it. Idi bisang katamano jitawa munindo. Buddha using The Lord of Sages, the Buddha, conquered by performing a psychic feat. Okay. And then the fifth story, the fifth is the Chincha came falsely accusing the Buddha, putting the stomach, try to make it swallow, like conceiving baby. Actually, it's false. The Buddha patience, by fair and peaceful means, avoiding, but after that, also with the Deva's help, then the scam was exposed. And then the sixth one is a Sachaka. He's a very good debater, could debate with the Buddha, but the Buddha using his lamb of wisdom, teaching him, give him the, realize, understand the Dharma. The story goes like that, sometime later, this Sachaka, he did not get enlightened during the Buddha's time, but people say, this is a story, you just listen, believe or not, it's up to you. They say this Sachaka was reborn in Sri Lanka as a great monk and eventually became Arhat. The Buddha gave him two suttas, talked to him, Dharma, taught him two suttas. But he did not attain enlightenment in front of the Buddha, but sometime in future in Sri Lanka, one monk attained Arhatship and recollect back, he was actually Sachaka. So sometimes the Buddha taught, not to immediately, he knew immediately it may not bear fruits, but sometime in future it will bear fruits. Then Nandopananda is a kind of divine support, is a Naga. Naga. Very powerful. At that time the Buddha want to tame this Naga. Because after the Buddha tamed this Naga, he's become a protector of the Buddhism. Okay? So at that time, who want to go and tame using psychic power to tame this Naga powerful? There are many people say, I will tame, I have psychic power. Including one little girl, actually is Anagami. He said, I also can tame the Naga. Jira, the little girl is Jira. I can tame the elephant, the Naga, the dragon. But the Buddha knew this dragon was too powerful. All these people with psychic power cannot conquer, cannot tame this dragon. Buddha, he said, wait, to be able to know precisely who can do it, the job, this requires great power, great knowledge. Even though the Buddha himself didn't go to tame this dragon, but it was actually the achievement of the Buddha. Why? If you send the wrong person, then finish. He sent the correct person. Who? This Tara is Mahamoggallana. And then eventually, they play a lot of psychic rap. Pushing each other, whatever, blowing fire, blowing smoke. Then eventually, Venerable Mahamoggallana went into the dragon's stomach and do walking meditation inside. And then he said, please come out, please come out, don't disturb me. Then he said, he will come out. Then the dragon was thinking, if he came out, I will blow fire on him and kill him. Then the Buddha, using psychic, gave a message to Venerable Sariputta, Venerable Mahamoggallana, please be careful, be careful. Because the Buddha already knew the tactic that dragon was trying to use, to apply. Then Venerable Mahamoggallana said, I have no problem. I have been practicing and for a long, long time for all this. So this is no problem for me. Because Mahamoggallana was also very smart. Now, when he came out, it's true enough, the dragon blew fire on him. But Mahamoggallana enter fourth jhana, just like that. Immediately enter fourth jhana. Fast and quick. And then the fire couldn't touch him. So this is the power of Venerable. So this is the achievement of the Buddha actually. He could directly know who can did it, who can do it. Then the last one is the Brahma. The Buddha went up to the Brahma, the Brahma world. And then, the Baka. Baka Brahma is a very powerful, thought he was powerful, create the world or whatever, but he got the wrong view, thinking that his life was permanent. Then the Buddha actually using knowledge and won him over. One of the approach the Buddha used was make he, disappear in front of him. But this Brahma wanted to disappear in front of the Buddha, he couldn't disappear. He wanted to disappear, still could be seen. So he could exercise his power over the Buddha. But the Buddha could make himself disappear and could not be seen by Brahma. So because of that, the Brahma recognized the Buddha's power. And also the Buddha also enlightened, tried to help him to understand how he became a Brahma. Before that, the Buddha could go so far to know all his past life, the power of his past life or the Brahma. So that also helped to make the Brahma awaken up. So the austere stories, very interesting stories. The Buddha had the power actually manifest in such a way to produce miraculous teaching effect. Miraculous. So this is the Jayamangala Gatha. From there you can also realize the power of the Buddha. So if you want to talk about the power of the Buddha, there's a lot. You cannot finish. But it gives us a kind of faith that the Buddha actually has this power. You have faith. And then also tell us about the potential that a being, how far you can go. A being potential. Mm-hmm. So for us, Buddhists, it's not only, you believe in a powerful force or whatever. No. When we talk about the Buddha's power, we are realizing the potential, how far you can go, and then to have that confidence that we can actually do a lot of good to ourselves. If this far a being can go, so to overcome suffering is possible, can be done. Can be done. In fact, more important thing is the Dharma powers that actually not only on high level, such high level, you can exercise Dharma powers. In fact, we can exercise our Dharma powers the first day we enter into Buddhism. For example, just the power of five precepts. If you practice five precepts, because of not killing, you have the power to stop the causes of pain, short life, disease, whatever. Yeah, but the accumulator one, you can't do much about it, but you can stop the new creation of this unwholesome karma. So you can change. He has the power to change our life. Just sila enough. What more to say if you develop samadhi and panya? Our life change. See? In fact, before you come to this bhavana maya panya, the knowledge by experiential knowledge, by insight, by practice, you can, when you hear about this, if you have faith, you hear about this knowledge, you can see your life can change. But if you improve it, this from sutta maya panya, hearing knowledge, to chinta maya panya, reflective knowledge, then you can overcome a lot of suffering, a lot of emotional problem. And you can overcome, you can develop those things. And you can change your life. You can apply these Dharma powers at every stage of your cultivation. This is the wonders about Dharma. You don't need to wait until next life. You don't need to wait until you have achieved this complete perfection. No. Every little bit Dharma power that we apply, just letting go. You see? Then you can overcome so much suffering. Just let go. Let go attachment. You can reduce so much suffering. We can reduce so much suffering. You see? Just living in the present moment, we can free ourselves from the bondage of the past, or our memory, painful memory, or whatever mistake of ourselves, of others. If you can live in the present moment, you disentangle yourself from this bondage. See? So these are the basic things we can do for our lives. Of course, if you can develop up to this level, you can help people. But knowing human potential, we should not underestimate our potential. That we also can apply Dharma powers at any stage of our life to reduce suffering, to produce real happiness. So this is the purpose of today's talk. But of course, having strong faith in the Buddha empowers ourselves. It empowers ourselves. Okay? And also, there are spiritual powers also. In fact, the 37 requisites of enlightenment is also powers. If you apply this, you can see that power in your life. But specifically, the Buddha refers to five powers that we should cultivate. In the Anguttara Nikaya 5.2, the Buddha speaks about five powers available to practitioner. Panchimani bikave balani. Katamani pancha. Sanda balang, wirya balang, sati balang, samadhi balang, panya balang. There are these five powers, monks. What five? The power of faith, the power of energy, the power of mindfulness, the power of concentration, and the power of wisdom. Remember, these five things are also called faculties. But when it comes to certain strength, we refer to them as power. So it says like that, while we may not attain the 10 powers of the Buddha in this lifetime, we can certainly develop these five powers, which form the foundation of spiritual strength for all practitioners, whether monastic or lay people. Okay? So these are the benefits. Okay, the time constraint. We don't talk too much. So there's a lot more. So to really rightly give justice to the Buddha, to explain about the Buddha's wisdom, Buddha's power, Buddha's strength, only a Buddha can do that. We can only do based on the text the Buddha taught to us only. But one Buddha can describe about the strength, the virtues, the perfection of another Buddha perfectly. Because only a Buddha can understand the Buddha's mind perfectly, completely. Okay? And for us, how we want to practice this power for our life? To achieve what? Here we care a lot about some basic human quality. I would suggest to you, in practical terms, try to cultivate these powers, the Dhamma knowledge, using whatever level of wisdom, whether it's Sutta Mayapanya, hearing wisdom, or Chinta Mayapanya, reflective or thinking wisdom, or Bhavana Mayapanya, insight, or the practice wisdom, realization wisdom. Whatever, by your level best. If you practice out of Vipassana, you can use the Bhavana Mayapanya. If not, then never mind. At least Chinta Mayapanya, the reflective knowledge, a lot of reflective knowledge you can use to help yourself, empower yourself, so that you are not easily hurt, first. So that you have independent happiness from inside. You don't rely on other people to give you happiness, and unshakable Dharma powers. Yeah. So if you develop patience, people cannot hurt your patience. You have perseverance, people cannot hurt your perseverance. Your diligence, people cannot shake your diligence. Alisa. Or whatever virtues you develop cannot be easily shaken by other people. Okay? And you can practice patience, virtues, devotions, and faith, sada, and perseverance, energy, virya, etc. So apply this in life. Okay? So that we also can realize the true, complete benefit of the Dhamma powers. Any question? You can ask. If I know, I can answer you. If I don't know, I will study further. Oh, this is another talk. I gave a lot of talk how to balance five faculties. Basically, to balance faith and wisdom. Actually, that is wisdom. The perfect wisdom no need to balance. The kind of skeptical or investigative wisdom. That level, you need to balance faith and that level of wisdom. And then energy and concentration. Okay? The simplest way is to incline your mind. You'll notice one is more to incline all your mind towards the weaker one. Okay? But to expand on this, it requires one full talk. At least one full talk. Okay? You can dig out some of my previous talk talking about five faculties. Okay? Okay, any other question?
刚才那个有一个是他是讲佛陀用来来帮那个萨迦卡，还有那个，还有什么？还有另外一个是那 个 Brahma 的，然后那个、
啊对对
啊啊、一个是用 wisdom 嘛，然后一个是用 knowledge 嘛，那个两个有什么分别？
没有啦，那个你要如果你读好的故事 ，when you read 的话 ，I explain English 啦 ，because it's English talk 啊 ，so。For Satchaka is using debating skill. Debating skill means you must really master the topic. If you, it's not only by mouth, you are very shrewd in talking, cannot. You must really master the topic so that you can answer every question brought out by Satchaka. Okay. That is the kind of wisdom, reasoning. But this reasoning power, you know, debating skill, debating power has its foundation in Bhavana Mahapanya. Okay, but when in presentation, it manifests as a chintamayapanya, argument kind of knowledge. But the foundation is actually the Buddhist realization, bhavanamayapanya. Okay, but for the baka brahma, that knowledge is different. That has a psychic ability. Or after seeing all the past life of this brahma, then, and also the psychic, make sure you cannot see me, I can see you. And using the psychic coupled with the knowledge fully about this Baka Brahma. Then, this wisdom. This psychic also kind of knowledge. Okay? So this kind of knowledge conquered the Brahma. Okay? Won the Brahma over. Help him to conquer, help the Brahma to overcome his wrong view. Okay? So this is a bit different type of knowledge. Okay? One is you know the stuff and then you can reason. But the Baka Brahma one is a kind of, a battle of strength. And then after that, also fully understand the Baka Brahma's background and make him correct his view. Like that. Okay? You have to read the full story, lah. Because of the constraint of time, we can just tell you. Like that. But you read the full story, very interesting. Okay? Any other thing? If no, then we finish quite late already. Okay, yeah. Suddenly I remember one power of the Buddha. The Buddha never need to use the microphone. Really. He didn't even need to use psychic. Psychic, yeah, those who have psychic, they can make their voice heard very far using psychic. But the Buddha just used his natural voice only. And he could make sure his voice is heard by everybody, no matter how big the group of people. Very wonderful. Thousands or 10,000 or so. Natural voice only he could make his voice heard. Without using exercising psychic. And the Buddha sometimes gave a talk through the night for so long. And without feeling tired and so much energy. People like us, just like talk for 2 hours, 4 to 6. And now, almost 1.5 hour, already tired a bit. Our energy, our even natural power, our energy only cannot compare with the Buddha. Not to say psychic, just this ordinary physical energy already lose out. How wonderful, the Buddha's power, the karma power, energy, physical energy only. Really admirable. This is wonderful. You want to have that energy? Don't kill. And do a lot of dana. Don't kill. One of our students, last year she practiced here. Always people like us have to go exercise every now and then, every day, go and exercise, climb the hill. She just want to meditate, she practiced very hard, very hard. She never need to go up. But one fine day, I said, you come today, you come. Okay lah. I say, you meditate, this is hard, but come do a little exercise. But the moment she came and joined us, so far ahead, walking in front, very quickly. This person no need to train. The kamaja rupa, the karma energy is so strong. And she told me, she never killed a single being throughout her life. Wonderful. So this karma energy, because the karma is pure and good, very powerful. And not only this life, for a long, long time, she never do comic killing. Yeah, very wonderful. So, if you want to have this energy, don't do things that shake our obstacles. Okay.
Bhante, actually, if somebody already attained Arahan, will he proudly claim that he is an Arahan to the public?
He would not proudly claim, but usually during the Buddha's time, they go to declare in front of the Buddha, tell the teacher.
Yeah, but not to the general public.
But to the general public, it's not for me to say I'm not Arahan. So I cannot say. You see? But definitely, Arahan has no pride, no conceit. Yeah. But whether he would tell others or not.
To maybe convince other people to practice Dharma?
I don't know. During the Buddha's time, only the Buddha declared, they never declare themselves. But not having any Arahant declaring themselves doesn't mean, you know.
Doesn't mean it's wrong to declare themselves as Arahant.
You see, we don't go by form. You see, we don't judge a person by form. We judge, we go by, he has no conceit. We can only say that.
Mm-hmm.
To be safe, actually, it's no good to say more than what the Buddha said, you know. Sometimes when we go and say, some people ask, will Sotapan get married? Oh yeah, Sotapan, during the Buddha's time, Sotapan also got married also, you know. Sometimes I don't want to say more than what the Buddha said.
Yeah, we don't try to extrapolate that.
You see, no benefit. If I say yes or no, also no benefit to me. What should I say? So usually I avoid answering this type of question.
Okay.
Conclusively, I avoid. I avoid participating in this kind of discussion.
Okay.
But I just say that they would not have pride to show off all their attainment. But I cannot say exactly. But there was once an Arahant. He went for Pindapata, Pindachara, going for arms round. But he got a little bit stomach discomfort. So on the way back, after getting food, he by the roadside, he sat down and started eating. Then there's one young monk was unhappy. No, he's not decent, not proper. You know, can't you talk and endure your hunger a little bit, go back and eat, you know, say like that, you know, saying that it's no good to do like that. And look down on him. Then this monk, Arahant, asked him, have you attained any footing in the Dharma? He said, yes, I'm a Sotapan. Because the monk is okay, you know, I'm a Sotapan. Then you don't need to practice further because you have offended a person who have overcome completely all cankers, means Arahant. Then immediately the Sotapan realized his mistake and bow down and ask for forgiveness. So between monks it's okay, but usually monks because this Arahantship attainment is consider Uttari Manusa Dhamma, according to Vinaya. Uttari Manusa was supramundane state. So monks, they don't tell the lay people about supramundane state. But if they tell about others, it's okay. They don't tell about themselves. You know? But if they tell about others just to make people donate to the community, also wrong. But not like that. Arahan wouldn't do that. But because of the Vinaya, so, usually, they don't talk about supramundane state of personality. Lay people, Arahant already passed away within one day. Arahant cannot sustain their life in the lay status. Cannot. This nature. Just like the Buddha of the Buddha. You know? He also, after attaining Arahantship, he didn't want to ordain monk. He just go. So to say a lay person is Arahant, in our understanding is not possible. In our understanding is not possible. But I don't want to say anything. It's a business, you know. I care very much. Whatever I say, if it doesn't give benefit to myself, why should I say? You own your own karma, good or right or wrong, it's not my business. I play a very safe one, you know. I want to focus on teaching, and whatever little bit I teach, bear fruits, and it's good, and helpful for people, good for me and good for others. That's beautiful marriage. I don't want to engage in controversies with people. I don't know. Not my way.
So okay. It's better that we assume that what he say is true. Lah. We just respect him.
I don't need to assume anything. I just respect you as a being, as a person. Okay. You know, if you're a good person, okay, you're a good person. But if you kill, I say no lah. You know, if you don't do anything wrong, okay, I just regard you as a good person.
But then
you overestimate yourself, that's your business, not my job.
So if he declare he is arahant, then we just assume that he is arahant.
I don't need to assume. I don't even want to think about it. At one time, I was in India, you know, there's one old man came over to me. And because he taught me practicing in the cave, he was telling me, he was trying to introduce his teacher to me. At that time, his teacher was still alive. Satya Sai Baba. You know, the one with big head. So I have no comment on other practitioners. So then he told me Satya Sai Baba is 100% reincarnation of Vishnu, Brahma Vishnu. Then after I listened to him, everything, I told him, I said, well, okay, I said, you say your teacher is so great, okay, fine. Yeah, maybe one day I can meet up with him, I'm so good. But if I want to ask him one question, is it my way of our, as a Buddhist, we practice to attain liberation from suffering. So, my aim in religion is to attain liberation from suffering. To get out of samsara. And the reason to that hold us in samsara is greed, anger, delusion. So, I would like to know, if I meet your teacher, I would like to know, how can I attain liberation simply by believing that you are the 100% reincarnation. They have 30%, 40% reincarnation. Very strange one, you know? So, by believing that your teacher is you are the 100% reincarnation of Vishnu, how that belief can liberate me? I want to know. So, I when I told like that old man was very wise. He realized there's something, you know? We always care about why. But just like believe, what is the benefit? I want to know. How far this belief can bring me? The science of it, that's important. So it is okay, you are arahant or arahant. I want the methodology that make a difference in my mind, in my life. That we care more about that. Rather than I believe you, no problem. Believe you are not. You know? What is more important is what you can teach that can make me transform my mind fundamentally, to the root. Okay? So, I don't want to think about who you are, not so important for me. Tell me something that make a change in my life, I thank you for that. Okay?
Okay, So, hopefully, you have all of us develop a real strong faith, like Venerable Ananda's faith toward the Buddha. Then apply this faith in our life. Okay, okay. Idang me punyang asawa kaya wahang hutu. Idang me punyang nibana sa pachayo hutu. Mama punya bagang sabba satanang bajimi. Te sabi me samang punya bagang labantu. Sadu, sadu, sadu.